Howard Stern Show.
Now, you know there are people out there who only wish that they could experience a tenth of the fame that you have, so they don't understand that, because it's almost like the Paul Simon song, Richard Corey. You know, he's this rich, famous guy. He's living there on top of the world, and yet he says he's miserable. And, like, because the misery doesn't come from the money. It doesn't come from that stuff.
No.
It comes from the pressure, right?
Not so much the pressure, but, you know, the pressure. And plus, I have always had, since I was 21 years old, had panic disorder and anxiety. Matter of fact, in my early 20s, and some people will probably applaud, wished it would have kept on.
Right.
But I had agoraphobia, which means I couldn't leave the house.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You ever talked about that before?
Not very much.
Yeah, but when you have agoraphobia, I mean, that's a serious thing.
Oh yeah, it was messed up. Because
what was the fear? What were you afraid would happen? That people would...
No. It's all chemical in your brain, because I grew out of it, I think. But young men. I have a son right now who is suffering from it. He's 21 years old and he's in college, and he'll call me up and go, "Dad, I'm freaking out. I'm going to die." And it's like, "No, you're not going to die."
Right.
You know, and that's what it is. But when you're in that moment, you know, when you're, and sometimes it lasts hours and days. When you're in that state of mind, you know, you are at death's door. You think you're going to die.
Do you feel suicidal?
No, you don't feel suicidal. You're afraid of dying.
Right.
Your heart's beating real fast. But what it really is the adrenaline in your brain is kicking in. You know, we have adrenaline from our ancestors, because if Howard, if you and I were out walking, you'd
fight
go,
or flight.
John, right. there's a dinosaur. We better take off.
Right.
You know, but when you're just sitting there and all of a sudden that kicks in,
you don't know what to do with it.
What's happening?
There's nothing to do with it. You're just panicked.
You're panicked.
It makes no sense because you're in the safety of your home, but that adrenaline is going, like you have to fly away from something. You have to get away.
Yeah, and what happens, and I don't mean to get philosophical with your listeners or anything, but if you think that this is your brainstem, right?
Right.
And which is the most powerful, your brainstem is, at least the way what I think. This is just what I think. It doesn't make it true.
Right.
People are saying
fake news.
Alternative facts.
People are saying, but your brainstem is the most powerful part of your thinking, and it's the most primitive. So it's like anger and blah blah blah, and being angry and being extremely happy and being really emotional. And then if you take it and then you wrap your fingers around, well, this is understanding. This is forgiveness, and all of these guys are on there, but as long as he's controlling, as long as this brainstem is controlling all these other emotions, which is a young man, the brainstem is going to win. But as you mature and you get older, you're able to like apply these guys in a way that you never could. And that brainstem, man, he is full of adrenaline. He's full of, you know, testosterone, and he is not your, I mean.
So with all of this going on in your life, and now you're a top recording artist, but it's got to be a conflict, because you have to get out in front of the public. You have to go on stage.
It was like, you know, I want to just ask your listeners, if every day you went to work, every day you had to throw up. Okay, let's go throw up. And then let's walk for like 3 hours to try to take some energy away from you. And then you go to work. How much would you like that?
By work, do you mean the songwriting process or going up on stage or performing?
Going up on stage. I always enjoyed the songwriting process.
Right. That was okay for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm in my house.
Right.
You know?
But going up on stage.
Oh, yeah. Going up on stage in front of, like, you know, and like I said, we were the biggest tour.
I know.
And I just said, stop. And I, at the top of my career, I quit for 3 years.
But what motivated you to get up on that stage? Was it financial? Was it, like you said, I got to cash in on
this? No. I never gave a shit about money.
But it would drive me crazy. Here I am at the height of my career. If I go on stage, they're going to pay me millions of dollars.
I never even dawned on me. Never, Howard.
How is that possible?
I have never cared about money. Never cared about money. I grew up in a middle class family where there was, you know, if I wanted 10 bucks, I'd swipe it off the old man's dresser.
Right.
And he wouldn't miss it.
But you know, I mean, the money would afford you the ability to stay in your house. It would give you financial security as an artist.
I wanted was, a little change jingling around in my pocket, a guitar.
Do you think you missed out on millions of dollars? I mean, have you ever calculated
I, you know, I turned down all kinds of, you know, particularly in the 80s because it wasn't hip to endorse. I mean, I turned down millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And my dad would look at me like, Are you out of your mind? Son, are you out of your mind?
This is the American dream, and you're hitting it.
And you're saying no to that. And, you know, there's a few other artists that probably turned down more money than me, you know.
When you couldn't leave your house for 3 years, and here you are at the height of your success, does management come to you and say, look, we got to talk to your son. You're fucking this thing all up.
Randy Hoffman, who's here, he can tell a real funny story about him coming. I had just made a record called Big Daddy.
Right.
Now, I said I would make records, but I said I would never go and I wasn't going to play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So him and a guy named John Sykes came to try
I know
to,
John.
tried to come. They came to Indiana to try to get me to go on tour.
Right.
And I literally, they walked in and I go, you guys are wasting your time. I'm painting, right?
Right.
Painting.
You love that painting.
I was painting. And they said, John, stop and listen to us. I said, no, I'm not going to stop, but I'll listen. And so they talked for like 3 hours, and finally they got done. And I looked at them and I said, you guys done? They go, yeah. I go, no.
And that was it.
That was it. And they just left.
And this kind of torture and really, really being unpleasantly unhappy with your life and with what was going on and having to perform, when you'd made the decision for 3 years to say no, which I do admire. I mean, it's really admirable. Did it ease some of the depression or the anxiety?
Well, it was not only that, the pressure and the anxiety and the depression and all that kind of stuff that went with it, but I didn't like who I was.
The Howard Stern Show.